May the Lord bless you and give you his peace, dear heart dwellers. This is Mother Elizabeth, and one morning I was holding an apple in my hand, getting ready to eat it. The apple was beautiful, red and delicious looking. I couldn't wait to sink my teeth into the apple. So my prayer of thanksgiving for the Lord's provision was a bit rushed. I bit into the lovely apple, and the inside was brown, squishy, and rotten. I thought, ugh, and promptly spit it out. It boggles the mind that what is so appealing on the outside was rotten and inedible on the inside. The apple reminded me of a dream I recently had. I was walking in town and was extremely hungry. A woman came up to me with a whole pan full of yummy-looking, golden-colored cornbread. Now, I love cornbread. It's one of my favorite sides with any meal. But Holy Spirit prompted me that she was a witch and this was a trap, because the cornbread was laced with poison in the form of curses and strongholds which she wanted me to consume. When I refused to eat the cornbread, she proceeded to tell me that my brother David had eaten the cornbread and the poison was much stronger in his portion. The witch went on to explain that due to others praying for me and saying the binding prayer daily, this provided a hedge of protection around me that was difficult to penetrate. She asked me if I wanted to see where my brother was, and I immediately said yes and followed her into the desert. Now, my brother David died 17 years ago. He was a natural leader and athlete, tall, physically strong, and according to my girlfriends, handsome. He had a great love for the Lord, was a Christian counselor at a local church, and engaged to a wonderful woman. But outward appearances can be deceiving. He didn't tell anyone in our family, but David was suffering from extreme physical shooting pain in his head, violent headaches, and vertigo. He couldn't bear the pain anymore and decided to take matters into his own hands and end his life. We were all devastated, and the shock was overwhelming as our family pulled together and prayed to God for mercy on his soul. Naturally, when the witch wanted to show me where David was, I jumped at the opportunity, wondering if this was yet another trap. We walked for a while deep into the barren desert and came across a big circle that had been tunneled straight down into the ground. It looked like it was carved out of the sand using a cylinder. She motioned for me to look down into the deep circular chasm, and when I did, I saw my brother several feet down, suspended in midair, with his arms and legs outstretched, as if he was trying to reach the perimeter of the circle and climb out. I was desperate to get him out of there when suddenly I woke up, and with my heart pounding, I started to pray urgently to the Lord for David. While praying, I got the sense that my brother represented those souls who are unable to pray for themselves, whether they are going through a purification process, long-suffering illness, in prison feeling hopeless, or going through difficult times. Right then, Jesus began speaking. Let me put your mind at ease, my love. David is in heaven with me. Instantly, I burst out crying with great relief. He continued, you are correct in thinking there are very many souls who are in need of your prayers, as they are despondent and feel like they are without hope. I need all of you at this time to be my prayer warriors and lead them to me. To pray for those who I recall to your minds, whether it be in dreams, visions, or performing routine tasks. If you sense it is urgent, then stop what you are doing and pray for them. At times, I will give you a thought or dream about someone known in the entertainment industry or on television. Pray for them, dear ones. It is not just in your head. Pray for those who are in a state of grace, preparing to enter heaven. For those of you who are needing prayer, do not neglect my gift of community. You need it. Do not isolate yourself as Elizabeth's brother did, giving the enemy time they needed to poison his mind with lies, even though he belonged to me. If you try to stand alone and separate yourself from me and your brothers and sisters, you will miss out on the many blessings and graces I have for you and your prayer partners. When you run to me or someone I have sent to you in my name, you will be a first-hand witness to your own healing and the progress you are making in our relationship. You will be restored and grow spiritually and be able to encourage others to do the same. You will have a shoulder to cry on when you feel overwhelmed. This is the time to press in and not be timid about asking for help. And that was the end of his message. I would like to thank our incredible Heart Dweller Intercessory Prayer Team for all the countless prayer requests they have diligently responded to, round the clock, 24/7. They are so dedicated to praying for others and are willing to drop whatever they are doing and immediately press into prayer. They are an extraordinary example to us all. God bless you, dear Heart Dwellers.